Have you ever had this thought? If God knows all things, and he knows what I've done and what I'm about to do, does that mean that I have no choice in the matter? I'm just predestined to do whatever God knows I'm going to do. Well, if we read St. Paul's letter and hear the words exactly as they are written, we are predestined or preordained to do something, then we can easily interpret him in that light. And so I want to take a moment to talk about predestination, because the church does not believe we are predestined. We are bound to do whatever God tells us to. Some of our Protestant brothers and sisters do believe that once you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are destined for heaven and there's nothing you can do to fix that. You can't change it, you can't alter it, you can't decide against it. That's the way it is. We, however, ascribe to free will, which means we have the choice at all times to choose good or bad, to choose for or against God, to choose what we're doing in life. But the problem is, it's really super hard to defend free will. Super hard. To the point where I was actually in a debate for over 6 hours with a guy trying to determine whether we can decide whether we have free will. It's not easy. The problem is this. If we don't have free will, we also don't have love. Because love is a free gift. It's a free expression of ourselves. We have to be able to freely give in order to truly love. Otherwise, it's an attraction. We are bound to like that person, and there's nothing we can do about it. The same token, if we can't have free will, then it means that we can't follow God's commands. We either are forced to by his merit, or we don't because he chose for us not to. That is part of the difficulties of free will. Now, the only way we can actually prove whether we have free will is we need someone outside and beyond us who can say, yeah, you made that choice. Yes, that was the situation where you said, I can choose this over that. And the only way to have someone outside of us who can make that decision for us is we have to believe God exists. And if God exists, he can tell us what is true and what is real. And he did that. In the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve were having the situation in the garden, where the serpent gave them the choice between eating the fruit and not, they had a choice. Eve debated it, Adam debated it, and God punished them for that because he knew that he gave them the ability to make a choice for or against his laws. As we go further into the book of Genesis, we reach the Tower of Babel, in which as God was watching them construct this tower to reach the heavens, he said, now I know there's evil in man's heart. And so in the midst of these different situations, God has shown us we have the power to choose. We can choose good, we can choose evil. We can choose what is right, we can choose what is wrong. But even in the midst of this dialogue about free will, this discussion of what kind of choices we can make, this is not what St. Paul is talking about. If we read his text very literally and very carefully, we'll realize he's talking about something very different. I'm going to read it again so that you get a sense of what I mean. He says, we know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. We start out with the fact he pre-knew. He foreknew and predestined. We don't really think about this very often, but God made us for a purpose. He designed us in such a way that we all have gifts and talents, weaknesses and faults, things that make us unique. And this uniqueness gives us a certain way of being in the world, a modus operandi, a way of expressing God's will in our lives. And so he hopes that each of us will use the plethora of talents and gifts we have for his greater glory. He foreknew that. He made us with that purpose. And therefore, he does know us. He knows us super well. And though that is the case that we have certain gifts and talents, that wasn't enough of its own. He didn't assume that with all the stuff we have, the things he's given us, we would use it correctly. Instead, although he knew what we could do, he calls us. He says, here I am. I will help you know what I have set you aside for, how I have ordered you to do certain things, how I have given you a purpose in your life. I will guide you in that process by calling you to it, that you may not waver in darkness or confusion or wonderment, but you may know for certain this is what you are called to be. And therefore, although God knew from the beginning, he is giving us choices and helping us along that way, that although we are preordained to a certain way of being, a way of glorifying God, he calls us to it, and then he justifies us in it. The spiritual masters are very clear on this point. Don't justify yourselves. I think we all have been in that situation in which we have done something and tried to figure out how we can justify that action. Oh yeah, that was a good thing. Oh yeah, this is why I had to do it. Oh yeah, this is awesome. But God does something different. If we follow his will and do what he wants from us, he justifies our actions. He becomes our justification. We don't have to justify ourselves. God will already give us the merits and the go-ahead that we need for what we are doing, because he called us to it and gave us that purpose. So that as we follow that purpose, feel his call, and be justified by God in our actions, now we are glorified. That's what brings us closest to him. That's what helps us to know his ways. And this is what St. Paul is talking about. We have a purpose. God is helping us along that way. He is being our justice, our justification, and he is our glorification. This is the beauty of who we are. We're not just some random beings that wander around doing whatever. We are God's chosen people. We don't just hope that things work out or make all these things happen. No, we can do stuff. We are given the talents and gifts to do things. And it's not like we're forced into it. We can choose for or against it, whatever we want. That's our choice. But by making the right choices, we bring peace and tranquility to our lives. We have a purpose. We have a goal. We have direction. We have energy and excitement about what we're doing. The other way around leads us anxiety as we're divided. It leads us to frustration, leads us into darkness, because there's that loss there. There's something missing. And so let us take St. Paul's words. Let us recognize and reflect on them. God has something in mind for us. He has something wonderful for us, something that'll bring us joy and peace. We always have the choice whether we wish to follow it or not.